Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you give the lunatic left enough time, eventually their true motives behind the things they do come to the surface. And this is exactly what has happened now with the vaccine mandates. Joe Biden recently gave a speech saying he's running out of patience with the people who are not vaccinated. Patience is wearing thin from old Joe, because you will not get the vaccine. Now, I'm here to tell you that that's what Joe Biden was told to say, because the left clearly understands that that is a dog whistle for the people on the right to give him the middle finger. But why would they want to do that, Marcus, you ask? Why would they purposely want to try to isolate people and make them not want to get the vaccine because Joe is saying he's running out of patience and it irritates people and makes them even more hesitant? Well, let's explore that a little bit, shall we? In that same speech, Joe Biden said, "We are overrun in this country in the hospitals in certain states, overrun with COVID cases," which is not true. Now, COVID, yes, has infected more people, come out of hiding and said, "We're done with this nonsense. We're done with living our lives inside our basements." And we are seeing a higher infection rate, but the hospitals are not being overrun, folks. For the most part, the hospitals are in good shape. Then Joe says something very interesting, doesn't he? He says they don't even have enough staff to keep up with it. The staff cannot keep up with the demand for how high the hospitalization rates are. Well, this was your first clue. Because in the same breath, Joe Biden mandates that healthcare workers take the vaccine or be fired. Now, I want you to ask yourself a very simple question. If you are short-staffed in the middle of a pandemic where it's a life and death situation and you don't have enough people to even treat the people who are currently in the hospital, why in the world would you threaten to fire 35% of them? You'd say, well, this is not the time. We need all hands on deck. We wish they would get vaccinated, but we beggars can't be choosers. And if these people are willing to go into the hospitals and help, we need all hands on deck. We need them. We can't force them to do anything right now, because if they quit, we'll really be screwed, right? Let alone if we fire them. No, that's not what's happening. There are doctors, nurses, reporting, we were told we can't even come into the hospital anymore because we have made a medical decision for ourselves not to take the vaccine. We are not allowed in that hospital to help people. Does that sound like a reasonable thing to do if your hospitals are overrun and you're short-staffed? Oh, no, that's not a reasonable thing to do. So now you have to ask yourself a very serious question. Why are the left trying so hard to push this vaccine mandate when they clearly understand that every time they get heavy-handed and every time they force things upon people, it turns more people off? Well, therein lies the true meaning behind this vaccine, folks. They want to separate you. In other words, when they say all police officers must take this vaccine, all of them must, what they're really trying to do is to find out who does not support this tyrannical government. So they figure these police officers who walk off the job, remember when they said, we want to defund the police. We want to start a new police force. We want to reimagine law enforcement. Well, this is the beginning. Let's get rid of the people who won't listen to what the government says. For the most part, the people who refuse to be vaccinated, those are the people who really support freedom and will not enforce the tyrannical rule of a Marxist government. So they have to go. But if you just fire them, the American people see they're going to get mad. And they're going to say, oh, you're defunding the police, and that's very unpopular. So we can force their hand by simply saying the vast majority of these people, these police officers, who would rather lose their job and resign, wouldn't enforce our tyrannical mandates anyway. So they need to go. Remember at the Capitol when they were asking all the Capitol, I think they were National Guard, interviewing them about, well, most of them might have voted for Donald Trump. If they did, we need to remove them because they could be agent provocateurs. They may actually be in on the insurrection that never happened, which we'll talk about in another show. Eliminate the people who will not follow orders. Eliminate the people who refuse to comply with the government's illegal orders. That's what's happening. Eliminate the healthcare workers who refuse because they make us look bad. Those must be Trump voters. Those must be Republicans. Those must be people who won't follow tyrannical orders that they feel are illegal. Remove them. We need robots. Police officers. We need to defund them anyway. Let's get rid of the ones who won't beat people in the head for having no mask on outside their home, like they're doing in Australia right now. You think I'm kidding? Look it up. There was a man literally arrested and beaten because he's probably 100 yards from his house, sitting on a pavement smoking a cigarette, and they told him to put his mask on. He's arrested. Arrested. Because those police officers in that country say, we're just following orders. We need our paycheck. We got our vax. People the government can count on. Those are the people who the government says when we give an order, they'll take it. If we told those people, find someone who doesn't have a mask and shoot them dead, they'll do it. That's who we want. We don't want these radical police officers who say, wait a minute, this is not a law. And on top of it, it's 100% against the Constitution that I was sworn to uphold. And I'm not going to do it. Oh, what do we do with those people? I know. We'll force them to quit. We will put such heavy burden on them to either comply or quit that we'll test their mettle, won't we? If they comply because they need their job so badly, then they'll probably comply to anything we have to say. If they refuse to comply to this, then certainly the next orders we're going to give them, they'll refuse to comply. See where I'm going with this, folks? And it's not just the police. It's our military, too, isn't it? All military personnel must be vaccinated. And if you're not, you're probably an insurrectionist, and we don't need you in the military anyway because you won't follow our orders to round up the opposition when the time comes. You won't follow our orders to consider anyone who doesn't vote the way we vote insurrectionists and enemies of the state. No, we don't need you in the military. We need our own personal lapdogs who say, Yes, anything you say, Master, we obey. I'm sure there were some people like this in World War II, who when they threw the Jews into the trenches and told them to open fire on them and just bury them, there was probably a few that said, I can't do this. I just can't do this. And then there were some who said, I don't like this, but this is my job. This is for my country. This is for my government. This is what I'm told to do. I just have to grit my teeth and do it. It's for the greater good. And they did it. And every single one of them, when they were on trial, said, I was just following orders from the government. That's all I was doing. I was just following orders. It's also affecting our teachers. Oh, you all must be vaccinated now, because if you aren't, you might not be willing to teach these children what the government tells you you're going to teach these children. You might be one of those radicals who say, wait a minute, I'm not going to put anti-American propaganda into the heads of children. I'd rather quit. Oh, well, then we don't need you. We don't need any free thinkers. We don't need any radicals who tell the children to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. We don't need any radicals who tell the children America's a great country despite its problems. We don't need that. We need our lapdogs who take their barking orders from us and teach the children exactly what we want them taught, with no questions asked and no hassles. People are the people who take the vaccine with no questions asked and no hassles. You know how they know them? Because they're going to be carrying a card. Now, granted, there are some people who take the vaccine who are probably against this radical nonsense. In fact, I know some. But they have no choice. Well, I need my job. I have to survive. Well, everybody needs their job. Everybody has to survive. The police who walk off their jobs, they need their jobs to survive. The military who walk off their job, they need their jobs to survive. The teachers who walk off, they need their jobs to survive. But at some point, your survival and your job is not more important than the future of this country. Now, a lot of you people are going to say this is conspiracy theory. Well, let me quell your disbelief. Anthony Fauci, the sacred god of COVID, the man who claimed I am science. Can you imagine the hubris of a man who says I am science? He said, if we can get 60% vaccinated, we're good. You passed that a long time ago. Then they said, well, it's more like 70%. We can get like 65, 70%. We're really super, super good. You passed that a long time ago. They are weeding out the people who will not conform to government regulation. They are weeding out the people who say, no, we will not do this. We are standing up for our freedom above and beyond our own personal safety. They want it. They can't have it. Because if they do, the rest of their plans are ruined. Now, the vaccinated, they still get COVID. That's indisputable. Absolutely indisputable. So for a lot of you people who are saying it is really for health reasons, no, it's not. Vaccinated are getting COVID. Maybe there are some studies who say they get it less severely. I'm not 100% sure of that. How do you know they weren't going to get it less severely to begin with? When this pandemic first started, there were people who were somewhat asymptomatic with no vaccine in their body. So how do you know for sure that every single case of COVID in a vaccinated person is a mild one? We've had this pandemic running around for over a year. But even if it was, The survival rate for a normal, healthy individual is well over 99%. Well over 99%. And yet this is being mandated. They're running out of patients because they need to go to the next step of their plan before they lose the House, the Senate, and probably the White House. They needed COVID to get through the election and change the election laws, which they did. Indisputable. That's not disputable. I laugh when people say, oh, well, you know, the election numbers are coming back normal. No, the election numbers aren't coming back normal. The election numbers are coming back what they said they were to begin with, because if you count bad numbers, they still come out bad. If your speedometer is 20 miles an hour off, it really doesn't matter who drives your car. It's still going to be 20 miles an hour off. So counting already flawed numbers over again really doesn't make any difference. But it's not even the numbers that worry me. You changed the rules to an election illegally. You conspired with social media and the mainstream media to hide a Hunter Biden laptop story that would have changed the results of this election, and that's proven. And now we should trust you to tell us this vaccine is for our own good? Now, I'm not anti-vax. If you believe in your heart and soul that this is going to help keep you safe, I think you should take it then. Because that's your personal choice. But I'm here to tell you that this we're running out of patients and we're going to fire people routine who don't take it, that is to see who will comply and who will resist. What's the percentage of people who will resist? Are they enough to foil our plans? I know it sounds like a James Bond novel, but it's happening, folks. It's actually happening. The CDC, there are people who quit over this, saying, well, now they want boosters and they're not even guaranteed that it works and we're not even sure the vaccine is all that effective, let alone the boosters. We don't know who's supposed to be taking it and what age it's supposed to be at. We're not going to comply. And then the hand of the big brother came down and all of a sudden the people who quit are gone and they're out of the picture and the CDC says, well, okay, I think we're going to okay this for certain people over certain ages because they dare not go against the government. When the government realizes they have the power of life and death over you to say you will not go out, you will not leave your house, you will not be able to open up your business or go to your place of employment, you will be a virtual shut-in for the rest of your life unless you do what we say. What do you think the next step is? That they give back all that power? That they say, okay, everything's good again. Go out and do what you want to do. Open up your businesses. Go to your parties. Do everything. Uh-uh. They're not giving back that power. They're not giving back that power. While they're arresting people in Australia for not wearing a mask and beating them, AOC and her crew are going to parties over here, no mask. We don't need a mask. We're the elite. Our servants who serve us our food and our drinks and who ruffle our dresses for us and hold our train when we walk, they need a mask because they're the unwashed masses and they have to show compliance. They have to show servitude, not us. Not us. Please name me another time in this country's history where we said the government is so concerned about our health that they say, well, you can't smoke. Smoking's terrible for you. And don't tell me, well, it affects other people. That's why. No, no. If you smoke and you get some kind of lung disease, that does affect us. Because if you don't have insurance or you don't have whatever, it all comes back to us on taxes. It affects us. Your health affects other people. It affects your family's ability to make money. Maybe your wife, if it's your wife or your husband, maybe you have to go on some kind of unemployment or disability or something. It does affect other people. Maybe not technically medically, but it affects us. I don't see them rushing to ban cigarettes. Oh, and by the way, let's open up the borders. If you think for 1 minute that during a pandemic that's so serious, they will fire doctors and nurses, they will fire police officers, they will fire teachers if they don't take a vaccine, that they will allow people from other countries who may have different strains we have not even identified yet to march through this country 100% untested and go wherever the hell they want to, you must be insane. Isn't that a big tip-off that they're not taking this seriously? No, they want this to happen. Let me tell you something. A study came out that said in cities and states where a good majority of these illegal immigrants have been relocated to, COVID rates have went up between 200 and 300%. Isn't that interesting? So what happens if they said, let these people in, put them in certain areas? We know that the COVID rate's going to go way up, and then the panic is going to increase, isn't it? And when the panic increases, more and more people will say, I guess I better get that vaccine. I guess I better take any safety precaution I can. It's getting bad again. I've heard that from my neighbors and friends. It's getting bad again. It's getting bad again. Yeah, it's getting bad again. It's getting bad again because you're allowing people to come in here unvaccinated, untested. No one in their right mind would do that if you're in the middle of a pandemic that's so serious you're actually having to mandate people to get a vaccine or be fired. Does that make sense? It's time people slap themselves in the head and realize if it doesn't make sense, there's a reason behind it. And the reason behind it is they want to know how far they can push the American people into compliance before they say, you will drive an electric car or you will not drive. You will be vegan for the most part or you will not eat. You will comply to solar and wind or you will not have electricity or power, I should say. You will comply to everything the government says. We are forcing you now. This is no longer your choice. This is no longer your country. This is your government's country that you live in. Much like when you were a child and your bedtime was forced upon you by your parents. Who you could hang out with was forced upon you by your parents. What you could do and where you could go was forced upon you by your parents because it was your parents' house. And what did they say? My house, my rules. When you're old enough to have your own house, then you can do what you want, correct? Well, that's what the government's telling you right now. This is our country. You're allowed to live here provided you do exactly as we say, when we say, and a major part of that is who you vote for. And if you dare buck the system and try to vote against us, we'll rig it to make sure it doesn't matter. This is what communist and socialist and Marxist countries do. That's what they do, folks. This is where you're going to go if you continue to do this. At some point, we are going to all have to resist as citizens and say, no. No, I'm not doing this. It makes no sense and I'm not doing it. I know it's hard. Restaurant owners tell me all the time, well, I'm going to get a fine, Marcus. I can't. I'd love to let people in. I know it's bullshit, but I can't pay the fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. But at some point in time, you're going to have to stand up for your liberty. Freedom isn't free. Remember that statement? Well, now you're going to have to pay the price. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's a fine. Maybe it's you're arrested. Maybe it's you can't go anywhere. I don't know what the price is. It's going to be different for each person. But if they realize we put enough pressure on you, you will buckle. We put enough pressure on you, you will comply. They're going to continue to put that pressure on you. Don't you understand? Oh, you're willing to pay a $10,000 fine? It's $50,000. It's $100,000. Your job is on the line. Your education is on the line. Your pensions, your Social Security, your everything is on the line. You'll get no money. You'll starve unless you do exactly what we say. Now, the vaccine's an easy way to test this. They figure, well, it's got to be at least partially helpful to some people. So it's for a righteous cause. We can say, well, you know, we're doing this for your own good. It does help. And it probably does. But we don't know what else it causes. It may help fight off COVID to an extent or make your case more mild. But we don't know what the effects are down the road, and neither do they. But they figure this is a good way to test compliance. Because it's relatively harmless. Yes, there are people dying of this vaccine. Don't let people tell you otherwise. But this is a big experiment to see how much pressure do we have to put on people before they'll comply to things they don't want to do, because the next chapter of this is coming afterward. And it's going to be the Green New Deal. It's going to be you don't get to use your car that runs on gasoline. You don't get to have electricity. You get to have solar power or wind power or whatever kind of power they're going to put in here. You don't get to eat meat every day. You do what the government says. I don't know why people don't realize when a commercial was released just shortly after Joe Biden won this election that clearly said, imagine a world where you own nothing but you're happier. Everything you want, you simply rent from the government. There's clean energy. There's no gas. There's no oil. There's no... Look, folks, they told you what they were up to. And the mistake they made is they thought their little circle of about, I don't know, 15% was the majority. And when they got into power, they found out, no, it's not really the majority. There's a lot of people who aren't into this. So we're going to have to force them. And we'll say it's for their own good, because everyone who has ever done anything evil to someone has told them ahead of time, this is for your own good. But it's not for your own good. It's for their own good. It's for their continual quest for more power and more control over your life. And I cannot understand why you would give up every piece of your freedom because you're afraid of a virus that you have a 99.4 or 5 chance of surviving if you get it. And increasing daily, by the way. Behind the curtain, and now you'll see. You'll see what these mandates are really all about. It's a social experiment. It's a test. How many will comply? How many won't comply? How much pressure do we have to put on people before they bend or break? How do we get rid of the police officers who won't follow our radical mandates? How do we get rid of the military who won't follow our radical orders that are to come? How do we get rid of teachers that won't teach the children and indoctrinate them in the way we want them indoctrinated? I know, we'll make them take a vaccine and see how many people resist because they believe in freedom as opposed to force. Time's coming where you're going to have to pick a side. Because they're not going to stop, folks. This is just the tip of a very, very large iceberg, and we're the Titanic heading straight into it.